Imagine, if you will, a world without the eating utensils our modern society takes for granted each and every meal. This fork and knifeless world may seem far-fetched to us, but it was the everyday life for ancient Romans who ate their meals using only their hands. To accommodate this lifestyle, it was commonplace for Romans to bring their own napkins to dinner parties. However, it most certainly was not common for a fellow dinner guest to swipe your napkin, as Marrucinus Asinius so brazenly did to the renowned poet Catullus. Catullus uses this act of theft as fuel for his fiery invective in Poem 12, in which he ruthlessly berates Marrucinus Asinius for his actions, assuming the role of the arbiter of elegance, deciding which actions are socially acceptable and which are not. This is not an unfamiliar role to Catullus, and he assumes it by attacking the flaws of others, effectively creating a social barrier between the two men. In fact, Catullus does not merely attack Marrucinus, but also praises his brother, Pollio Asinius, whom he describes as a boy full of charm and wit, illustrating a stark contrast between the two, and further ostracizing the petty thief. While it would be easy for Catullus to call off the metaphorical dogs at this point, he persists in his shaming of the napkin thief, describing how Marrucinus's own brother is ashamed of his actions, and would be willing to pay a large sum of money to counteract the thefts. Catullus follows his powerful rant with an ultimatum presented to Marrucinus, in which he states that if the prize napkin is not returned, a deluge of similar poems will be levied against him. The exact Latin for this phrase utilizes the word hendecasyllabos, which is a reference to the meter of the poem, and specifically, those poems which have 11 syllables per line. In fact, Poem 12 is an excellent example of a hendecasyllabic poem. While to a modern reader, Catullus may appear to be indefensibly harsh on the napkin thief, after all, only one side of the story is presented by the poet, in the closing lines of the poem, Catullus reveals the motivation for his aggressive verse. Indeed, Catullus appears to be combating a preemptive criticism of his character when he states that the napkin was so valuable not because it was Cytabian, a culture known for their luxurious linens, but rather because it was given to him by his dear Fabulus and Veranius, friends who were abroad in modern-day Spain. These lines depict Catullus not as a materialistic man, perturbed by the petty theft of another who fancies himself to be witty or salsum, as the Latin states, but rather as a man who dearly loves his friends and all that they provide for him. Ultimately, while Catullus may have lost his prized napkin, it is Marrucinus who loses in this vignette of Roman culture, as he has been convicted in the court of public opinion by the biting verse of one of ancient Rome's most famous voices. I would now perform a translated version of Catullus's Poem 12. Marrucinus Asinius, you don't use your left hand well, for at the party you lifted the napkin of a careless man. Do you think yourself to be witty? You must not understand that this behavior is both sordid and unattractive, you foolish man. You don't believe me? Then believe Pollio, your own brother, who would wish your thefts be exchanged for a fortune, for that boy is full of charm and wit. Therefore, either expect 300 hendecasyllables, or return my napkin at once, for it does not matter to me because of its monetary value, but was a souvenir from my friends. Indeed, Fabulus and Veranius sent the Cytaban napkin from Spain as a gift, and I must love it as I love my little Veranius in Fabulus. I will now perform Catullus's Poem 12 in the original Latin. Marrucinasini manu sinistra, non beluteris in iocatque vino, tolis lintea negligentiorum, hoc salsum esse putas, fugit tinepte. Quam vis sordida res et invenustast, non credis mihi? Crede Pollioni, fratri, qui tua fortua vel talento, mutari velit est enem laborum. Defertus puer ac facietiarum, quarat hendecasyllabos trecentos. Expectaut mihi lintium remite, quod me non movet aestimatione, verum est nenosinum mei sodalis. Nam sudaria saetab ex Iberis. Miserunt mihi muneri fabulus, et veranius, haec amem nec esset, ut veraniolum meemet fabulum.